Welcome to Zikhu Daf Siman Member by Ram Goldar and today Mesechta Sanhedrin Daf Samech Tes, the 8th Perek Ben Sor Umorah. The Zikhu Mesechta Sanhedrin program has been dedicated to Zikhu Nishmas Rav Moshe Ben Yamin Ben Rav Menachem and his son Rav Menachem Avram Ben Rav Moshe Ben Yamin. May their neshamas have an aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, on the previous Daf, Amoraim disagreed if a katan can possibly father a child. A brisa from Rabbi Shmuel's yeshiva taught ben, below of, only a son can become a ben sor amora, but not one who is a father. The Gemara, since Rabbi Kruspadai taught, kol yamav shel ben sor amora, the entire period when a boy can become a ben sor amora, eino el shlosha chadashim avad, is merely 3 months, how could he be a father during that period? Apparently, a katan can father a child, and the brisa is discussing a woman who conceived from him before he reached adulthood and gave birth during those 3 months. The Gemara answers that a katan cannot father a child, and the case is a woman who conceived after he reached adulthood. Rabbi Shmuel's drush has explained, ben, lo rui likros ha'av, only a son can become a ben sor amora, but not one who is fit to be called a father. Once he is an adult for 3 months, and a pregnancy from him would be noticeable, he's excluded from the law of ben sor amora. Point number two, Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua inferred from Rabbi Kruspadai that a boy is rui likros ha'av after 3 months of adulthood, that the pregnancy of a woman who gives birth after just 7 months instead of 9 is not noticeable l'shlishi yameha after a third of her days, meaning 2 1/3 months, but after 3 months. Otherwise, a boy should be excluded from ben sor amora in less than 3 months, since he can impregnate a woman who gives birth after 7 months. Ravina rejected the proof, saying, Zil basa ruba, follow the majority. Since most women give birth after 9 months, he is not ruyu kuroso av until after 3 full months. Rav Huna objected. The Torah instructs Beis Din to attempt to save someone accused of a capital offense, because the pasuk says v'itziu ha'eda, ba'at amras zil basa ruba, and you say to follow the majority to give capital punishment? However, Ravina proved that we do, because our Mishnah teaches that if Adim contradict each other, if a capital offense occurred on the second or third day of the month, the testimony is valid, because we assume that one did not know the previous month was extended. This is because we follow the majority, and most people err about the extension of months. And point number three, it was taught in the Bryce that a woman whose son performed ha'ara with her, the first stage of relations, Beis Shammai says, psal mina kahuna, he has disqualified her from the kahuna, since he's forbidden to her, and Beis Hillel permits her to a kohen. Rav Chisda said that all agree that a 9-year-old's relations are halachically considered relations, and he would disqualify her, and all agree that the relations of one younger than 8 years old do not disqualify her. They argue about an 8-year-old. Beis Shammai holds, Gamrinim ben Doris HaRishonim, we learn from the previous generations, whose men fathered children at 8 years old, that such relations are relations. But Beis Hillel says we do not learn from previous generations. The Gemara seeks to prove that 8-year-olds of previous generations fathered children. After the first attempts are rejected, the Gemara eventually proves that Betzalel was 26 years younger than his great-grandfather Kalev. After subtracting 2 years for the pregnancies of the 3 generations, it emerges that 3 generations fathered children over 24 years, proving that each generation fathered a child at age 8. So once again, the 3 points are number one. On the previous daf, Amoraim disagreed if a katan can possibly father a child. A brisa from Rabbi Shmuel's yeshiva taught ben, below of, only a son can become a ben sor amora, but not one who is a father. The Gemara, since Rabbi Kruspadai taught, kol yamav shel ben sor amora, the entire period when a boy can become a ben sor amora, eino el shlosha chadashim avad, is merely 3 months, how could he be a father during that period? Apparently, a katan can father a child, and the brisa is discussing a woman who conceived from him before he reached adulthood and gave birth during those 3 months. The Gemara answers that a katan cannot father a child, and the case is a woman who conceived after he reached adulthood. Rabbi Shmuel's drush has explained, ben, lo rui likros ha'av, only a son can become a ben sor amora, but not one who is fit to be called a father. Once he is an adult for 3 months, and a pregnancy from him would be noticeable, he's excluded from the law of ben sor amora. Point number two, Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua inferred from Rabbi Kruspadai that a boy is rui likros ha'av after 3 months of adulthood, that the pregnancy of a woman who gives birth after just 7 months instead of 9 is not noticeable l'shlishi yameha after a third of her days, meaning 2 1/3 months, but after 3 months. Otherwise, a boy should be excluded from ben sor amora in less than 3 months, since he can impregnate a woman who gives birth after 7 months. Ravina rejected the proof, saying, Zil basa ruba, follow the majority. Since most women give birth after 9 months, he is not ruyu kuroso av until after 3 full months. Rav Huna objected. The Torah instructs Beis Din to attempt to save someone accused of a capital offense, because the pasuk says, "V'itziwa eda," but at amras zil basaruba, and you say to follow the majority to give capital punishment? However, Ravina proved that we do, because our Mishnah teaches that if Adim contradict each other, if a capital offense occurred on the second or third day of the month, the testimony is valid, because we assume that one did not know the previous month was extended. This is because we follow the majority, and most people err about the extension of months. And point number three was taught in the Braisa that a woman whose son performed ha'ara with her, the first stage of relations, Beis Shammai says, psal mina kahuna. He has disqualified her from the kahuna, since he's forbidden to her, and Beis Hillel permits her to a kohen. Rav Chisda said that all agree that a nine-year-old's relations are halakhically considered relations, and he would disqualify her, and all agree that the relations of one younger than 8 years old do not disqualify her. They argue about an 8-year-old. Beis Shammai holds, Gamrinim ben Doris HaRishon, and we learn from the previous generations, whose men fathered children at 8 years old, that such relations are relations. But Beis Hillel says we do not learn from previous generations. The Gemara seeks to prove that 8-year-olds of previous generations fathered children. After the first attempts are rejected, the Gemara eventually proves that Betzalel was 26 years younger than his great-grandfather Kalev. After subtracting 2 years for the pregnancies of the three generations, it emerges that three generations fathered children over 24 years, proving that each generation fathered a child at age 8. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Samech Tes, and this Siman was suggested to us by Mordechai Golombek from Passaic, New Jersey. He suggested that Samech Tes is soot. Soot from a chimney sweep. So we often use a chimney sweep for the siman. So here goes. The boy chimney sweep, who was not chayv as a ben sora mora, because he was already planning on bringing his soon-to-be-born son into the business, being that it was a full 3 months since his bar mitzvah, and not less, because we go after Rov, had a long family history of doing things young, as his ancestor became a great-grandfather at the young age of 26. Once again, slow motion. The boy chimney sweep, that must be more on Daf Samech Tes. Soot. The boy chimney sweep, who was not chayv as a ben sora mora, because he was already planning on bringing his soon-to-be-born son into the business, which reminds us, a brayso from Yishmael's yeshiva taught ben v'lo av. Only a son can become a ben sora mora, but not one who is a father. Rav Yishmael's drushes explained, ben v'lo harui lakroso av. Only a son can become a ben sora mora, but not one who's fit to be called a father. Once he's an adult for 3 months and a pregnancy from him would be noticeable, he's excluded from the law of ben sora mora. So the boy chimney sweep, who was not chayv as ben sora mora, because he was already planning on bringing his soon-to-be-born son into the business, being that it was a full 3 months since his bar mitzvah and not less, because we go after Rov, which reminds us, Rav Huna Breda Rav Yeshua inferred from Rabbi Kruspadai that a boy is Rui Krosso of after 3 months of adulthood, that the pregnancy of a woman who gives birth after just 7 months instead of 9 is not noticeable after a third of her days, meaning 2 1/3 months, but after 3 months. Otherwise, a boy should be excluded from Ben Sora more in less than 3 months, since he can impregnate a woman who gives birth after 7 months. Ravina rejected the proof, saying, Zil Basaruba, follow the majority. Since most women give birth after 9 months, he's not Rui Kroso Av until after 3 full months. So the boy chimney sweep, who was not chayv as a ben sora mora, because he was already planning on bringing his soon-to-be-born son into the business, since it was a full 3 months since his bar mitzvah, and not less because we go after Rov, had a long family history of doing things young, as his ancestors became a great-grandfather at the young age of 26, which reminds us, the Gemara seeks to prove that 8-year-olds of previous generations fathered children. After the first attempts are rejected, the Gemara eventually proves that Betzalel was 26 years younger than his great-grandfather, Kalev. After subtracting 2 years for the pregnancies of the three generations, it emerges that three generations fathered children over 24 years, proving that each generation fathered a child at age 8. So once again, the boy chimney sweep, who was not chayv as a ben sora mora, because he was already planning on bringing his soon-to-be-born son into the business, being that it was a full 3 months since his bar mitzvah, and not less because we go after Rov, had a long family history of doing things young, as his ancestor became a great-grandfather at the young age of 26. All right, so now it's time for Four Blabach Hazara. Daf Samech Hei. So the siman Daf Samech Hei is says sheep, and we often use a shepherd for the siman. So here goes. The shepherd, that must be more in Daf Samech Hei, says sheep. The shepherd with the Yedoni bone speaking through his mouth, Beshogeg, which did not require him to bring one of his sheep as a carbon, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses if there is a carbon for Yedoni according to Rabbi Akiva, who obligates a carbon without a Maisa. The Gemara distinguishes between a Magadif, where at least there's the moving of the lips, whereas by Yedoni, it's only the bone speaking. So the shepherd with the Yedoni bone speaking through his mouth, Beshogeg, which did not require him to bring one of his sheep as a carbon, while bowing down to the Sheba Vodazor B'shogeg, which did require his bringing a carbon, which reminds us, Abraisa states that the carbon for Avodazor requires a Maisa, and gives Hishtachava, bowing down as an example. Rish Lakish says this follows Rabbi Akiva, who obligates a carbon without a Maisa, but requires a minor action, as Rish Lakish said before, but bowing would not obligate a carbon according to the Rabbanan. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees that bending one's height is considered an action even according to the Rabbanan. So the shepherd with the Yadoni bone speaking through his mouth b'shogeg, which did not require him to bring one of his sheep as a carbon, while bowing down to the sheep of Avodah Zorah b'shogeg, which did require his bringing a carbon, woke up the starving man sleeping in a cemetery who was trying to get a ruach tumah to rest upon him. Which reminds us, a b'raisa defines a dorish el hamesim, one who seeks out the dead, as one who starves himself and sleeps in the cemetery, so a ruach tumah, a spirit of impurity, rests upon him. When Rabbi Akiva would reach this pasuk, he would cry that if one can succeed in bringing a ruach tumah onto himself through starving himself, hamariv atzmo kedei shetishra lav ruach tahara, then one who starves himself so that a spirit of tahara rests upon him, all the more so should succeed. Avol ma'aseh, what shall I do that our sins have caused our failure? Daf samach vav. So the simmer daf samach vav relates to sewing, and we use a tailor for the simmon. So here goes. The tailor, that must be more on daf samach vav. So. The tailor who pricked his finger with a needle as he sewed a label with a warning not to curse one's parents since he couldn't find the azhara, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses the azhara for cursing a parent and whether it can be learned out from the explicit prohibitions not to curse a judge, a nasi, or a cherish. So the tailor who pricked his finger with a needle as he sewed a label with a warning not to curse one's parents since he couldn't find the azhara had his katana marasa daughter, who wasn't executed for adultery, bring him a band-aid, which reminds us there's machlokes of adultery with a katana marasa is subject to skila. Rav says this mishnah reflects the review of Rabbi Meir, who holds skila only applies to adultery with a nara, but the chamim say about the phrase nara marasa that afil katana b'mashma, even a minor is implied, and only a bogeris, the stage after narus, is excluded. Rav Achim Adifti asked Ravina that perhaps the Mishnah only means to exclude a bogeris and reflects Rabban's view. Ravina responded that if so, the Mishnah would have said one is only liable al na'ara, for relations with a na'ara, since it states one is not liable aj tehe na'ara, which means until she is a na'ara, it means to also exclude a katana. So the tailor who pricked his finger with a needle as he sewed a label with a warning not to curse one's parents, since he couldn't find the azhara had his katana marasa daughter, who wasn't executed for adultery, bring him a band-aid, while her adulterer got chenek outside with a long white scarf he had sewn. Which reminds us, the Gemara discusses if an adulterer with a katana receives chenek or is exempt, according to Rav Meir. Daf Samach Zayin. So the Zimmer Daf Samach Zayin is a sizzling barbecue. So here goes. The witness is hiding behind the sizzling barbecue. But sizzling barbecue? That must be around Daf Samach Zayin. The witness is hiding behind the sizzling barbecue to entrap the Macy's, which reminds us, the Gemara brings all the exceptions to the law when it comes to a Macy's, including that one can hide witnesses in order to entrap him. So the witness is hiding behind the sizzling barbecue to entrap the Macy's. Saw Makshefa trying to get dirt under a great rabbi's feet, being told, Eino Milvado, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the question whether a Kishuv can go against the Kodesh Baruch Hu's will, and brings the incident where a woman once attempted to take dust from under Rabbi Chanina's feet to perform sorcery against him. He told her, if you're successful, go and do your sorcery. The Torah says, Eino Milvado, and you cannot harm me if Hashem desires me. If you do harm me, it's from him, and I accept it. So the witness is hiding behind the sizzling barbecue to entrap the Macy's. Saw Makshefa trying to get dirt under a great rabbi's feet, being told, Einod Milvado, and her husband, the sorcerer, who is failing to produce lice magically to ruin the salad, unaware of the giant frog coming down the path. Which reminds us, Gemara discusses the Chartumim's inability to duplicate Kinim and what exactly happened with the single Tzfardea in Mitzrayim. Daf Samach Ches. So the similar Daf Samach Ches is Schach. So here goes. The rabbis gathered around the great sage's Schach-covered canopy bed. Schach? That must be on Daf Samach Ches. The rabbis gathered around the great sage's Schach-covered canopy bed, whose two arms resembled rolled-up Sifrei Torah, which reminds us, the Gemara relates how the sages came to visit Rabbi Eliezer on his deathbed. Rabbi Eliezer placed his arms on his heart and said, Oy lechem shtei zoroi sai, woe to you, my two arms, shehen kishtei Sifrei Torah sheniglalin, which are like two Torah scrolls which are being rolled up, meaning my Torah will be inaccessible after my passing. So the rabbis gathered around the great sage's schach-covered canopy bed, whose two arms resembled rolled up Sifrei Torah. Mourned his passing as one rabbi struck his flesh until his blood flowed to the ground, which reminds us after Shabbos Rabbi Akiva met Rabbi Eliezer's funeral procession going from Kisari to Lod and was striking his flesh until his blood flowed to the ground. Tosfos explains, this did not transgress making a seret lenefesh, a cut for the dead, because Rabbi Akiva was mourning the Torah knowledge loss, not Rabbi Eliezer's soul. Rabbi Akiva opened his hesped for Rabbi Eliezer in the funeral line, saying, Avi, Avi, Rechav Yisrael Parashav, my father, chariot of Yisrael and its horsemen. Harbe Maus Yeshli, I have much money. Ve'enli Shulchani Hartzosan, but I have no money changer to present it to, meaning I have many questions, but no one to ask. So the rabbis gathered around the great sage's schach-covered canopy bed, whose two arms resembled rolled-up Sifrei Torah, mourned his passing as one rabbi struck his flesh until his blood flowed to the ground, and didn't notice the little kid in the shade of the schach eating meat and drinking wine with money that he stole from his parents, who was too young to become a ben sora mora, which reminds us a katan cannot become a ben sora mora. Rav explains that the words li'ish ben in the pasuk are read together to teach ben hasamach grosso shel ish, a son who is close to a man's strength, meaning just after reaching adulthood. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which stuff do you want a boy cannot become a ben sora mora after 3 months of adulthood since he's fit to be called a father? That's on daf. Samachtes. Good. Number two, which daf do you discuss the rabbis visiting Rabbi Eliezer before his passing? That's on daf. Samachtes. Good. Number three, which daf do we discuss that one is allowed to hide witnesses in order to entrap a Macy's? That's on daf. Samach Zayin. Good. Number four, which daf do we went with the Ben Sora Mora we calculate 3 months from a 9-month pregnancy since we go after Rove? That's on daf. Samach Tes. Good. Number five, which daf do you discuss the Jews mentioning the eagle and the implications of the word halucha? That's on daf. Samach Gimel. Good. Number six, which daf do we discuss whether we learn from Doros HaRishonim about a katan fathering a child at 8, such as in the case of Kalev, who was a great-grandfather at 26? That's on daf. Samach Tes. Good. Number seven, which daf do you discuss Rabbi Kiva's reaction to Rabbi Eliezer's passing? That's on daf. Samachas. Good. Number eight, which daf do you discuss how the Anshei Knesset Gadola ended the Yetzirah for Avodah Zorah? That's on daf. Samach Dal. Good. Number nine, which daf do you discuss how we derive what the Ahazara is for not cursing one's parents? That's on daf. Samach Bav. Good. And number ten, which daf do we have the description of the Moach service? That's on daf. Samach Dal. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.